for its 12th season, because again this year, they'll put the idol in Idol. You'll see people audition and jump up and down, and really bad singers. Randy will say, "I'm sorry, dog, not this time." And Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj will get in that fight that we all saw on the internet 2 months ago. Then they'll whittle it down to 48 and 24 and 12. And then somebody will finally win, like last year's winner. Anyway, American Idol, it's back on Fox. Sponsored by Ford.
Andy and Mel in the morning. Hey, hi, how are you? Andy and Mel, it's Wednesday.
Yeah. American Idol's on tonight.
Until I saw that, I didn't realize it was tonight.
I did.
Because I only watch Fox when football's on it.
Oh.
Or baseball.
I watch Fox quite often.
I never watch Fox.
Well, Glee is on Fox.
Yeah, there's nothing on Fox I want to watch except baseball and football.
Is a New Girl on Fox?
Yeah, that's the only show I've ever thought about watching, but the only reason I thought about watching is because I think Zooey Deschanel's hot.
She is hot.
And that's not a good enough reason to watch a show.
It is.
No.
She's funny.
Not if I'm going to take, what is it, a half hour, hour?
I don't know, half hour, I think.
That's not enough reason for me to waste that half hour of my life.
I DVR it, so.
If I'm going to look at a hot girl on a half hour show, I'm reserving that time for Big Bang Theory.
Makes sense.
That's just me. Plus, I'd rather watch reruns of Kaley Cuoco than Zooey Deschanel. Just saying.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. Front door's ringing.
No, it's not the front door.
Oh, it's not? It's an actual phone?
Yeah.
Somebody off the air?
I don't know.
It's not us, is it?
No, I don't think so. Anyway.
You never know.
You never know. So, before we started the show, Mel and I are having a discussion. Mel was not even going to use this story.
No. I don't really want to.
And I thought it was kind of fascinating.
But
granted, it's about someone who is fairly insignificant.
Not really topical right now.
No.
Unless you're
and hasn't
our age.
Been since the 90s.
Yeah, because if you weren't our age and you didn't watch The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you'd have no idea who this person is.
So anyway, what is her name?
Tatiana. And I said, hey, I just met a real life Tatiana this weekend.
Yeah, it was a real girl.
Yeah. Well, that you don't meet Tatianas.
No.
Like, that doesn't happen in South Dakota.
Not very often.
Yeah. She's Russian.
And I was like, okay, well, it is a Russian name.
Mm-hmm. And she's a model.
And, okay, so the story about her was that...
is that she revealed one of her guilty pleasures as one-night stands.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And...
so I was not going to use
that. And Mel's like, I'm not going to use that story. I'm like, why not? That's interesting. Like, you really want me to use it? I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting.
So, well, I have Lance Armstrong stories instead.
Yeah. So, would you rather hear about Tatiana, what's her name? The hot girl from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Or...
oh, wait, it was the little sister?
Yeah, Ashley.
Oh, okay.
Well, she was still hot.
Yeah, she was hot, yeah.
She wasn't as hot as the older sister, but once Ashley grew up...
well, yeah.
She was pretty hot.
Anyway, so would you rather hear about her one-night stands or Lance Armstrong stuff that hasn't actually been said?
Hmm.
I'm going with the one-night stand girl from Fresh Prince.
If you put it that way, yeah, but... and I personally don't care about this Lance Armstrong crap. I really don't. I just don't care.
I don't either.
So then I'm okay with talking about Tatiana's one night stand addiction.
Okay. We should do that as a poll question this morning.
Should.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Tatiana's one night stands or Lance Armstrong?
What do you care more about?
Okay.
We won't even put her name in there because no one knows her name.
No, but yeah, I didn't even know who it was until they had the description.
The hot girl little sister from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
And her fondness of one-night stands or Lance Armstrong sort of kind of confessing doping.
Yeah, but we don't know for sure if he has.
So, there you go. Okay, so there is a reason why you stay sick forever when you've got a cold.
Why?
Because you're blowing your nose wrong.
How do you blow your nose wrong?
A doctor in London says that when you blow both nostrils into a Kleenex as hard as you can shoot some of the mucus into your sinuses, and that can lead to a sinus infection.
So are you saying that people blow their nose both nostrils at the same time? Because I always go
plug one,
nostril,
close one, blow out the other.
Blow, yeah. Close one. Well, yeah. Well, that one's got
that is
not
the,
at it.
That is the... That is the correct method. Too bad we didn't have a video of that one.
Oh my goodness gracious. That's how I've always done it.
Yeah, me too. It just it always seemed more efficient to me.
Right?
Get all the pressure behind one nostril and...
I didn't even know that you could... Like, wouldn't that hurt to try to blow it with both at the same time to try to get... The snot out?
If both are super plugged, I could see trying it.
It's not effective. I wasn't getting anything out.
Yeah, you can't create enough pressure.
No. Who does that? Even the farmer blowing, when they do one nostril at a time.
Yeah. I never really considered doing it any other way.
I didn't even know there was an option.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all shut up and play some music? We're talking about boogers on the damn radio, man.
Oh, yeah, I suppose we could do that, too. Don't you remember that guy called in?
I don't even know what he just said.
It just made me think of that. And he actually called back and said, man, that was funny. Because we were talking about boogers.
Oh,
this was like 2-3 years ago, and the guy called in.
Why don't y'all shut up and play some music? We're talking about boogers on the damn radio, man.
Well, we just did it again.
Yep. Well, it's not boogers.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
It was 2 years ago, January January 25th of 2011 is when I put it in.
Almost a two-year anniversary.
Almost a two-year anniversary of...
Why don't y'all shut up and play some music? We're talking about boogers on the damn radio, man.
All I could understand was boogers and damn radio, eh?
Why don't you shut up and... Quit talking about boogers and play some music on the damn radio.
Oh, okay.
I think is kind of what it was.
Yeah, shut up and stop talking about boogers.
Yeah.
Dawson, Dudley,
call me Booger.
I like Booger.
News is coming up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning, it is 6:22. We're going to top out at 38 today. It is 31 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
It's all fun and games until the boss doesn't pick up on the sarcasm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bad in our job.
The Hot Morning Show.
Hot 104.7.
Today is January 16th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Aaliyah would have been 34 today.
Aww.
Remember that when she passed away back in 2001?
That was sad.
That was. Albert Pujols, which sounds like a body part to me.
It does,
I've
really.
I've got something caught in my Pujols. He's a really good baseball player for the LA Angels of Anaheim now. It used to be with the Cardinals forever. He's 33. Kate Moss, 39. Really skinny. Kind of skanky model.
Skanky?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. I don't know why you call her skanky.
I don't know. I just have always kind of... She just puts off that vibe to me.
Huh. Maybe snobby.
Debbie Allen is 63. Dr. Laura Schlesinger is 66. Did you know she's Satan's personal representative here on Earth?
Oh.
Yeah, she is. 1920. Prohibition began. Isn't that crazy how, you know, when you outlaw things, they just completely go away?
I know. That's interesting.
Americans were not allowed to booze freely for 13 years until when the 18th Amendment was passed. Do you know the amendment that repealed prohibition?
21.
Uh-huh.
The 21st Amendment.
Ironic.
I know. It is ironic, actually.
1953, the Chevy Corvette was introduced at a car show in New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
Hmm.
I wonder how they got it inside.
They opened a door.
1972, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Miami Dolphins 24-3 to win Super Bowl VI. Tickets for that game cost just $15. This year, they cost $8
million. $8 million.
No, I'm exaggerating. But it was, what did I say yesterday? $2,150?
$2,100 or something like that, yeah.
It was the cheapest I found on StubHub. 1978, NASA named 35 candidates to fly in the space shuttle, and they included Sally Ride, the first woman in space. 1980, Paul McCartney was jailed in Tokyo for 10 days for possessing marijuana, reefer, weed, ganja, grass. 1984, Paul and Linda McCartney were arrested in Barbados, this time for possessing cannabis, marijuana, reefer, ganja, weed. Bad. This is not a good day for Paul McCartney.
No, not so much.
1985, Playboy announced the end of stapling centerfolds.
That is a good idea.
That was a good idea. And on this day in 1991, the White House announced the start of Operation Desert Storm to drive Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. Remember that? First war on television?
Mm-hmm.
It was fascinating. You just sat and watched. Who needed network fiction?
Yeah, that's
true. You had the real thing going on live on TV. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day, in 1974, a classic piece of literature was released. One of my favorite books ever. Actually, okay. It's not one of my favorite books. I really like the movie.
Oh, I know which one.
The book I don't care for so much.
No, stop it.
Stop what? This book was released on this day in 1974.
I thought you were going to talk about The Shawshank Redemption.
No. That wasn't a book. That was a novella.
I didn't even know that there was a book with Jaws.
Yeah, written by Peter Benchley.
I can't believe that you're playing the damn song right now.
And in the book version of it, Hooper, the Richard Dreyfuss character with the glasses,
mm-hmm.
he was actually shacking up with Brody's wife.
I don't care.
And she was a willing participant.
Stop playing that song.
Stop Jaws, the novel. Was released on this day, 1974.
You're such a jerk face.
And that is why today, January 16th is... It's over now.
I don't believe you.
It's over, I promise. You can plug your headphones back in.
All right.
See, I told you it was gone. So what's coming up in the dirt?
GQ magazine put out the 100 hottest women of the 21st century, and there's a really weird twist... Coming up in the dirt.
626, Hot 104.7.
I love this
is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 641. We're going to top out today at 3830 right now. And I just put the poll up at hot1047.com.
We're so weird.
I know, it's stupid. But I am actually kind of curious.
Okay.
Which is a more interesting story? Lance Armstrong doping or Tatiana Ali being a fan of one-night stands?
I just want to say her. I just like saying Tatiana.
Yeah, which is the only reason this even came up at all.
Exactly, because I just met a girl named Tatiana over the weekend.
Yeah, I've never met one either. I
know.
Think.
It's not very often you meet somebody named Tatiana.
Yeah. But, The poll is up at hot1047.com. Which story do you find more interesting?
We're dorks.
I know. But we both find the Tatiana Ali story more interesting.
I find it more interesting than
Lance Armstrong. Is kind of like, thank you for telling us what we already knew, Oprah. Could you please tell us more about what color the sky is?
I'm just so sick of all of this with it. You know, just let him be.
Yeah. Good news, guys. According to a survey by a British website called socked.co.uk. We've acted for jerks so long, women don't even expect us to be gentlemen anymore.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Not only that, but if a guy tries to be polite and respectful, a woman is probably going to be suspicious and refuse his help.
That actually can be true.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're not so skeptical anymore,
no,
are you?
No, but that's... why do you guys have to be such jerks?
We're not all jerks. We're not.
Okay.
It's true.
Okay.
4 in 5 women say they would rather pay for their own meal on a first date. Half are okay with paying the entire... Oh, yeah. Now all of a sudden it's costing you money. Now you have a problem with this.
No, I was just
half
kidding.
Are okay with paying the entire dinner bill.
The entire?
Yeah, I know. Why do I pay for anything? Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. Why would
he actually expected me to bring money on the date.
Why would she pay for the entire meal?
Just say they would be okay with it. I don't know. It is England, so. A 9 out of 10 women would refuse a man's help if he offered to help carry her bags or something else heavy. And 4 out of 5
I wouldn't
accept a man's coat on a cold day.
What?
And that I, you know, kind of after I read that story, remember when I told you that story a few weeks ago when the young gal was having trouble getting a dorm fridge in the back of a car?
Yeah.
And I said, you need some help with that? Because the fridge was about as big as she was.
Right.
And she's like, I think I got it. And she did almost kind of have it in, but I was just going to go over and kind of, you know, just I was just going to help her.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned me down. I wonder if that's why. She didn't trust a nice guy.
Maybe. Maybe thought you're going to steal it.
Yeah, because I'll get far with a dorm fridge.
I don't know. I don't know. I offered help last night carrying the table back to the hot car after my remote.
You were offered help?
I was offered help and I took it.
You're incredibly lazy, though. You would always take
excuse
help.
Me?
When it comes to physical labor?
I carried that whole thing in there. I put on the backpack.
That's because you had to.
No.
Any chance you have to get out of physical labor, you take it.
No. I went to the gym yesterday.
After I gave you a hard time
I
yesterday.
I still went to the gym yesterday.
The funny thing was, she sent me a picture of the outside of the gym.
Well, because I was walking in.
And I said, I could drive by and take a picture too.
I said, fine. So then I said, took a picture of me in the locker room.
And then I texted back, you broke a rule. You're not supposed to take pictures with camera phones in the locker room.
I didn't
room.
Know you weren't supposed to.
Nah, that's big no-no in gyms.
Nobody was in there but
I know,
me.
I know.
So I didn't think it was.
It used to be a bigger deal, but then I think they kind of realized, nah, nobody's really... You know, I mean, doing anything inappropriate with
it. Yeah, I mean, if you were taking pictures of somebody else while they're changing or something, would be a whole different story. But yeah. It was just me in there, and I was in my gym clothes.
Yeah.
So, I didn't think that
it's
was
It's probably
a huge
more
deal.
So for larger gyms with bigger locker rooms and more people
probably.
In and out all the time. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So
no,
I
used to belong to gyms
there.
That had that rule.
Oh. I proved that I was there,
yep.
And I'm feeling it today. Feeling
oh, I
it.
Bet. The first time in, what, 3 months?
Yeah, it's been, probably about 3 months.
Yeah. I played hooky yesterday. I just felt like crap.
Yeah, my whole body is like... Well, I had massage therapy yesterday, too, for my fall down the stairs. So I had that and got adjusted, and then I went to the gym as well.
Someone massaged your butt yesterday?
They massaged parts of the butt right down by there.
You know what's kind of funny? His butt massage is really good.
They're the best, right?
Because that sciatic nerve goes through your butt.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's awesome.
Especially if you got tightness in your low back. It's just kind of like, yeah.
Butt massage rocks.
It's not even the butt. It's just like the top part of the cheek.
Yeah, it's the top part, right where that sciatic nerve goes.
Right where the gluteus starts.
Yeah, the glutes. Yeah. She's like, I put some special stuff on the glutes to help with your bruise. Like, thanks. She's awesome.
Special stuff.
Some special stuff.
I won't ask what it was.
Some kind of healing...
Preparation-y?
Stuff. No.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:54 up to 38 today. We've gotten a number of calls here just recently. I-229 is slick. There's an accident right around the 14th Street Bridge, northbound I-229. And yes, there it is, northbound, Mel. It's... Because remember, you think it goes east-west, north-south. Anyway, there's an accident there. Traffic is backed up to 26th Street was the last thing I heard. So slow down. It did snow a little bit this morning. You won't see it. When I was driving to work, I could see it falling, and that was basically, it was just a dusting, but I'm guessing, and it was a little frosty.
A little frost this morning.
As well. Yeah. And I went to speed limit on the interstate, but I took my time getting up to speed because the ramps looked really...
The only
slippery.
Place that I found that it was slippery is when I was getting off the or onto the interstate from the exit on the Lenox Parker exit. It was slick this morning. So
take it easy on the roads. It is a little slippery, more slippery than you think it is. So did Google run over a donkey?
Excuse me? What?
Google might have run over a donkey.
How does Google run over a donkey?
Well, there was a guy, just some random guy, who was looking at a random road in Botswana on Google Maps.
Okay.
And you know how you can do the street view thing?
Yeah.
Well, it appears to show a donkey looking at the car, then getting run over by the car.
Oh.
Yeah. And the odd thing was there was sound with the image on Google Street View. Yeah.
Really? God.
I'll get the pictures up at hot1047.com here shortly.
Hot1047.com.